5 days after Michael Brown was killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, police clashed with protesters in a display of force that sparked other protests around the nation. As the police response escalated, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon put State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson in charge of police operations in the embattled city for the weeks and months that followed. Here's a clip of a conversation I witnessed between Johnson and a protester.
Stay with us at night. Don't leave us. Don't leave us, man. Stay with us at night. Tell me that's the only way it's going
to work. I am getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep.
Me too. And I don't get paid. Listen.
I work for a salary. I get paid for 8 hours. After 8 hours, I am out here for free. And I'm going to tell you, do you know what I don't want to do and I'm not going to do? I'm not going to get sick where you wake up in the morning and say, where's Ron Johnson?
Johnson has since retired and has written a book about his experiences in Ferguson, and he joins us via Skype to discuss the protests and their impact 5 years later. Captain Johnson, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So when you listen back to that clip, and there are so many other moments, tensions were high, and your job was to calm the situation, but there had been escalating conflict and protesters for days. The National Guard was posted right up the hill from where that interaction took place. What was that like for you personally?
Well, being a part of the community and growing up there and having walked those streets, it was tough to see. There was a feeling of duty as a policeman, but also a feeling of pain as a citizen of that community. So those days were tough personally and professionally.
There was another element that came into play, which was Officer Darren Wilson. And I'm going to play another clip from the interaction that we heard earlier, actually, where you're addressing this person who's asking you about Darren Wilson specifically.
I can tell you, I was not involved in that investigation. My job here is protect you, protect the livelihood of this community. I'm going to tell you.
The issue is not to discipline us, it's to help us. We the citizens. We paying this man paid vacation. That hurts us. These kids are angry, okay. And they're being hit with things, and they are getting destructive. And we asked for your help. The adults are asking for your help.
Captain Johnson, clearly a very tense moment. How do you weigh your job and so at the time and trying to ease tensions between the community and police while at the same time dealing with that level of frustration, dealing with that level of fear, and really, you know, having tear gas and tanks in the background?
For me, it was to try to bring peace for the moment and bring a time where we could have a discussion. I did understand the frustration, but my job there was to ensure that protesters had their rights, freedom of speech, but also to protect them and to protect those law enforcement officers that are out there preserving that right. And so it becomes tough.
Captain, there was a 2015 U.S. Justice Department report on the events in Ferguson, and it said that many of those civilians that you spoke to said that you actually had a positive impact on their relations with law enforcement. But there were some officers who were interviewed who said that they thought your efforts were detrimental because you appeared to support the demonstrators. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, people saw me in two different lights. The policeman saw me as this policeman wearing the blue uniform that they wore. People of color saw me as an African-American, and both wanted to pull me to the side. And for me, it was about walking that middle of the road and bringing the two groups together. And said some people saw me as a traitor, because I wouldn't take a side.
You mean law enforcement and or the black community saw you as a traitor?
Yes. Hmm. Because people wanted me to take your side. And it wasn't about what side had the stronger point for me. It was about bringing peace and a conversation of inclusion that we must have to become better.
And as a result of that, I mean, being a black police officer in that environment, did you feel like there was extra scrutiny on your actions because of that?
Well, I know there was. But at that moment, it didn't really matter to me. I didn't think about that daily. I'm a man first, and all those other things come behind that. You know, I've been African-American and second, and then I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a friend, but I'm a lot of things. And so being a policeman was actually down on the ladder for me, because I'm a lot of things before I put that uniform on. And so I just stood out there as a man, and I wanted people to see me as this man and not based on the color of my skin or the title that I had.
It's been 5 years since Michael Brown's death. What, in your opinion, has or hasn't changed in Ferguson since then?
I have seen some growth in Ferguson. We're planning on putting sidewalks along West Florissant, which sounds so simple. But the citizens talked about the safety of just walking down the street. Some people would say some things have gotten better, but some people would say that things are still the same. That after 5 years, they would have thought we would have been further.
And to that point, I wonder, as we look back and look to today in terms of police accountability, just in Ferguson, but also beyond. I mean, I'm talking to you from New York City, where Eric Garner was killed just days before Michael Brown. We're waiting to see whether or not the officer who was involved in that killing will actually be fired from his position. Captain, in your experience, given everything that we've just said, have police departments evolved in light of these events?
I think in some aspects, policing has gotten better. But I think it depends on who you ask. You know, if we would base things off of what's happened in El Paso and Ohio and, you know, the courage and heroic efforts of those law enforcement officers there, if we could be judged by that every day, our relationship would be outstanding. But I think relationships aren't based on heroics. They're based on what we do each and every day. And we have to continue to connect in ways that include all and hear the voice and not tell people what they need, but ask them what they want from us.
Captain, is there a moment, I'm sure there were many moments, but is there anything in particular that has stuck with you throughout these 5 years?
I think I always look back to the time when I was face to face with Michael Brown Jr.'s mom and dad. And that is a moment that I will never forget. And so it sticks with me that no matter what anyone thinks of that day on August 9th, no parent should ever suffer that kind of pain.
And is there anything that you would have done differently if you could go back?
I would have told those two that I was sorry a lot sooner than I did. And I think that that was a failure on law enforcement in this community. I think that should have been done a lot sooner.
I've been speaking with former Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson about his reflections on the 2014 protests in Ferguson. Captain Johnson has also written a book about his time running police operations there, and that's called 13 Days in Ferguson. Captain Johnson, thank you for taking the time and for joining us on The Takeaway.
Thank you very much. It was an honor.